Leroy Chow holds three distinctions, including the first and only Chinese-American commander on the International Space Station, the first Chinese-American to conduct spacewalk, and the first American to visit China's Astronaut Research and Training Center. Chow earned his PhD in chemical engineering in 1987, and after a short stint as an engineer in the private sector, decided to join NASA.A veteran of 4 space missions and 6 spacewalks, Chow says working on a space station was a combination of his dreams.
Of course, the most rewarding part of being up there was performing the science investigations, you know, doing the experiments, because we were doing work that generally could not be done anywhere else.
And on the experimental front, Chow is very familiar with the research that is done in space.
One of the best experiments that I did involved using ultrasound.And what we were demonstrating was telemedicine. What we were able to do was to use this ultrasound machine. You know, we had communication with a doctor on the ground, and we were able to produce diagnostic quality images of each other's internal organs. And so this is going to be very useful, of course, for long space missions that are going to be far away from the Earth. But it also is very nice because it has application on the ground.
Chow left NASA in late 2005 after 15 years with the agency. Still, he stays very closely connected with what's happening on the space front, recently publishing an article for CNN Online titled, Make China Our New Space Partner.
I personally think the right thing to do is to include China in ISS.I think that we have shown with our partnership with Russia that it is a positive thing, and so I think it would be even more beneficial to bring China into the ISS and future space exploration programs.
Chow points out that involving China in the ISS is more than a political issue. With the recent failure of a Russian Soyuz rocket, the same rockets that carry supplies to the International Space Station, having China involved in ISS could be a lifeline for the crews on board the station.
The Senzo would be another vehicle that could fly to ISS. I think it would be beneficial to both of our programs.
As for tonight's expected launch of the Tiangong 1, Chow says,
Tiangong 1 is important to China because this will enable China to develop the capability to rendezvous and dock, you know, which of course you have to do to operate a space station. The technology that I've seen is quite good. Really what China lacks is just experience, because China has only flown 3 space missions in 8 years. It says China flies more and more missions and they will get that experience.
Leroy Chow has also served on a White House panel on spaceflight, which has concluded that international cooperation in space has been one of the major successes of the International Space Station itself, and the cooperation should be expanded and used in future programs to include new members with emerging spaceflight programs. Chow says, the time is now. For CRI, this is Wang Shenshen reporting from Washington.